In our previous shiurim, we spoke a lot about Kabbalas HaMalchus, accepting upon ourselves the Malchus of Moshiach, thus bringing out our bittul to the Melech, as well as enabling the Melech to actually accomplish what he needs to do in taking us out of Golos. Bachram have asked if I can actually learn with them the Sikha where the Rebbe discusses the concept of Yechiya Melech. So in the shiur today, we're going to learn together the Sikha of Beis Nissen Tov Shin Mem Ches, which grada this year, Beis Nissen, is 100 years of the Istalkos of the Rebbe Nishma Sayyidin. It's printed in Sefer HaSichas Tov Shin Mem Ches, Chilek Aleph, Ois Dalid. We're going to learn parts Dalid and Hey as well. In Ois Dalid, the Rebbe tells us that in the connection between the Am and the Melech, there are two opposites. There are two opposing things happening at the same time. On one hand, the Melech is Meroimam, he's so much higher than the rest of the people. As the famous Pasuk says regarding Shaul HaMelech, that he's Meshichme Ulamayla Gavoya Mikolam. He's head and shoulders above all the people. That was a seemingly description of his height. But in addition to that, also represents Beruchnias, that the king is on a different level. As Chassidus explains, that a person's head is his seichel. A person's heart is his midos. Midos are lower than seichel. By a melech, his midos, his heart, is like on the level of the moyach, of the am. And his head is so much higher than everyone else. And that's why we have to have yiras hamelech. And we accept upon ourselves the melech. On the other hand, even though on one hand the melech is so distant, on the other hand, he's so close. It's brought down that the word melech is Rosh HaTeves Moyach Leiv Kaved. That the melech is the Leiv Kol Kahal Yisrael. That Rambam refers to the king as the heart of the nation. And there's no closer thing to the body than the heart. The heart is constantly pumping blood into the rest of the body. There's always a vibrant connection between the heart and the rest of the body. And not just that, to a certain extent, the melech needs the am. Like Chazal tell us, ein melech beloy am. Which means that even though seemingly we are separate, we are much lower than the melech, nevertheless, and together with this, and the Rebbe adds a point, because of this, because we are distant, we are able to actually bring out the Malchus of the Melech. And that's why we find by Malchus Beis David that when they would appoint a king, they would say, Yechiya Melech. Yechiya Melech, long live the king. Why are we saying that when we anoint a king? Long live the king. What has to do with his life? So the Rebbe says this is bringing out that we actually have an effect, b'chaye ha-melech, chayim shel melech, and the life of the king, the am actually brings the long life of the king. Now you have to understand the background of this sikha. Beis Nissen, as we mentioned earlier, is the istalkos, the passing of the Friedrich Rebbe, as well as the beginning of the Kabbalah Sanasiyas of the Friedrich Rebbe, Rebbe Rashab, and beginning of the Kabbalah Sanasiyas of the Friedrich Rebbe. Tov Shin Mem Ches was 68 years since Tov Resh Pei. 68 is the gematria of the word Chaim. So therefore, the Rebbe was speaking a lot about Chaim Shono. And most cases throughout, when you learn Chassidus, it brings out that the chayis of the dor comes from the nosi hador. In this sikha, the Rebbe is bringing out the other aspect. And that is that the chayim of the melech, of the nosi, actually comes through the people. What does that mean? Says the Rebbe. That we have to have chayim shana and on. There has to be an additional inyan in the life of the melech, through the pula sa'am shemachrizim yechiya melech. We need that the people should announce yechiya melech. What is the toichen when we say yechiya melech? What are we announcing? What are we saying? What are we declaring? What are we intending to say? We're just saying words, yechiya melech? So it says the Rebbe, the toichin of this achraza is that we are saying very clearly that the giyazman, the kitzuran, the sheikhni offer, it's time for the time for the Friedrich Rebbe to come back, the kitzuran, the dove of Malka Mashiach, and it's time for the izgalos of Mashiach. In other words, Yechiya Melech is saying clearly that the time of Gilei HaMashiach has come. Now says the Rebbe, amazing chiddush. We know that from the late Mems, earlier Mems as well, the Rebbe spoke a lot about the fact that people should say Ad Mosai. And through saying Ad Mosai, that's Mekarev de Geula. Now the Rebbe says, why was I getting the whole Olam excited about Ad Mosai? Says the Rebbe, because in addition to the Adgoshes Hatzpia, Babakosh Vadrish Al Agula, obviously when you say Ad Mosai, you're saying you want Mashiach. That's obvious, that's what you mean, that we've had enough. Says the Rebbe, inside the Hachroza of Ad Mosai, we also have deep down the inyan of the Achtori Yechiya Melech, that through that we bring Bias Dov and Malka Mashiach. So therefore the Rebbe is saying, I've been preparing everyone to the concept of Yechiya Melech for a long time. A lot of people said, wait, it came out of nowhere on Beis Nissen, the Rebbe is revealing Yechiya Melech. The Rebbe says, I've been preparing you. I've been getting you used to the concept of being Machter the Melech. I've been getting used to the inyan of realizing that Golos, we've had enough of Golos, and we need the Yizgalos of Mashiach. Until now, that's only been undercover. It's been in the Hachraza of Ad Mosai. Says the Rebbe, now it's time for the Ad Mosai Hachraza, the part of the Hachtara, to come in a revealed way, which is through the actual Hachraza Yechiya Melech. So we've been building up our resistance, our positive resistance, to this whole concept. And now, says the Rebbe, it's time for the actual inyan of Yechiya Melech to come out. Now, if that's by a regular Melech, look at the end of Oizvav. By Melech HaMashiach, it's even more the Hadgosha and the connection between the Melech and the Am is so much more. Because every single Yid, his Nitzus of his Neshama, is the Nitzus of the Neshama of Mashiach. Therefore, this concept of Ein Melech B'loi Am, which is really the whole concept of Yechiya Melech, which we're basically saying that we and the Melech are tied to each other. We get chayis from him, he gets chayis from us. Hu bad gosha yaseida etzel melech ha-moshiach. This concept of Ein Melech Blayam, and therefore automatically the concept of Yechiya Melech, is especially important and potent in regards to Melech ha-moshiach. Why? Because Mashiach is called Dorach Koichov Meyakov. A star will shoot forth from Yaakov. And we know there's two Pirushim. One Pirush is that it's referring to Mashiach. One Pirush is it's referring to the Neshama of every Yid. And we know that the Ma'ar Neinayim of the Chernobyl, he brings down that it's not a stira, because inside every single Yid, there is a Nitzutz of Mashiach. And in other words, our bond and our connection with the Melech, and especially Melech HaMashiach, is so deep. And Mashiach really needs us, and we actually have this in the Gemara, where it says, Chayim shom in chon nasateloi, that Melech HaMashiach, eini mevakish ela chayim, what he wants from the Eibishter is life. Because we find that David HaMelech, it's an interesting thing, we find that David, he always needed life. We say he lived 70 years, because he got 70 years from Adam, or the other different opinions. Why couldn't he have his own life? Why was David a Neufel? Why did he not have his own life? Why did he always have to have life from other places? The answer is very simple, because the whole meaning of a melech means his chayis is totally in the am. And the Rebbe says, Mashiach for sure. So if we want to bring out that we need the izgalos of Mashiach, and we want to make sure that our kesher with the Mashiach is so strong, we understand that ein melech b'lei am, that comes out through the achraza of Yechi HaMelech.